Rockets team.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Well, I got to meet you guys when you were, I think probably last time you were in Madison, and it feels like that was like forever ago. But you guys have been on the road before with Stephanie Miller, and obviously the big show of these was it the sexy liberal survivors tour coming right back to the Barrymore Theater on Saturday night right here in Madison. Guys, what was your impression of my little town here?
Oh, we love Mad City. Are you kidding me? I'm from Chicago, and I got family there. We love the Barrymore. We love Wisconsin. Are you Wisconsinites or Wisconsiners?
We're Wisconsinites. Cheeseheads, yeah. Some call us. And your timing, unfortunately, for Angela, if you'd have arrived just one short week ago, it was like, what was it? Kurter Burger Day all across the state of Wisconsin.
What?
A hamburger from Culver's, a famous local restaurant. And there's a franchise. They're all around the state. And like this thick slab of cheese curd as a burger thick thing on top. And this thing sold out all across the state in a matter of minutes to hours. The entire state left work and bought a cheddar burger, Kurter burger. And then they all had to take the next day off and go get an angioplasty.
That's what I love about Wisconsiners. Okay. Because that's what I love about Wisconsin. Y'all, you understand the assignment. The assignment is cheese. Okay.
That's right.
Everybody, that's right. They heard the call. It was like, and everybody just ran out and got it.
And let me tell you something. Heads will roll. Heads will roll when we get off of this interview because we should have been here then.
Yes.
I don't know how this mistake was made, but heads will roll.
I blame Chris Lavoie.
Yes. It's clearly Chris Lavoie. He is a helper of the devil. Well, and quite clearly him.
You know, with our whole satanic devil radio thing, we don't see that as a bad thing. Helping the devil, kind of a good thing around here.
Well, it kept us from cheese curds, so something's wrong.
Oh. Folks, are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Angela Shelton. That's Frances Collier. And together they are Frangela. And they're coming here this Saturday night for the Sexy Liberal Survivors Tour. Still tickets available at the Barrymore Theater. Now, that place will fill about 800. And there's still some tickets. But, you know, we're going to have a good time. We're going to pack it in as best we can. And here's the encouraging thing. It is a vaccinated show. And people will wear their masks. So you can feel safe to come on out. You're with the right kind of people. And if you don't feel comfortable, Steph and the team, they're also doing a pay-per-view. You can watch from home for $20 in Chicago or wherever you might reside.
Yeah. Exactly. So we got you covered in both ways. You know, I think that we all want to also get out here safely. And in a healthy way, and we're doing that. But you know, but if you can't make it out, make sure you know, because laughter is one of the best ways you can practice some self-care, and we could all use some self-care right now.
Frances, there has to be sort of a modified grab and grope. I know Stephanie especially loves getting to know the people and, you know, saying profane things to them and maybe stealing someone's cell phone and taking an off-color selfie or whatever the case may be. But there will be time for the quote-unquote VIPs. There is going to be a grab and grope, just sort of a modified version this time, my understanding.
Absolutely. This time we will be masked. And I think rather than a grope, it'll be more like a mental grope. You know, more of a emotional sort of what's the space between. We're gonna utilize the negative space more than we have in the past.
Now, I don't know your personal habits. Do you guys drink beer? Because there might be some beer drinking going on Saturday night.
You never know. You know, if you get enough cheese curds in me, look, I might get loose.
You know, beer and cheese curds, that can be a dangerous combination. You got to be careful. Why do you ask you? I have a few of the headlines of the day here before me. I wanted to ask you, are you going to be participants on the new social media site, The Truth by Donald Trump? Did you hear about this?
Donald Trump didn't call us and ask us personally. Number one, I find that strange.
It's offensive. It's offensive is what it is. It's offensive.
But he rolled out this platform using $300 million of other people's money. And apparently they didn't know that Trump was going to be the recipient of their $300 million. Would you be looking for a refund, Angela?
Ooh. Well, there's never been a chance of me giving money to Donald Trump. And if I had found out that I had inadvertently done it, I think I might spontaneously explode. I don't know if I could survive that piece of knowledge. That would drive me literally insane.
I hope Trump didn't get him with the recurring donation button.
Yeah.
Folks, you are listening to The Devil's Advocate. Got the comedic duo, Frangela, Frances Collier, and Angela B. Shelton. And they're coming to Madison this Saturday night for the Sexy Liberal Survivors Tour. You know, if I didn't have this big frickin' microphone in the way, I might be able to read Sexy Liberal Survivors Tour more readily. But the show is Saturday night. It's going to start promptly at 8 o'clock.
That's right.
Have you ever seen one of these productions start promptly? You know, but this one has to because they're doing the pay-per-view. People are watching at home. They're going to know if Stephanie's not on time.
That's actually the only scary thing. I mean, we love performing. We love live performing, especially for such a great audience like Madison. It's just, you know, it's just, it's a party for us on stage. The only, it's that on time thing that like not 8:01, not 8:04, but we're going to do it. I have faith.
Well, here's something interesting I've noted, and people that are listening on the radio, they don't see. You both have lovely, longer hair, but no way do you guys have as long as hair as Fugelsanger, Hal Sparks. Those guys, they look like Samson, like all their comedic power is in their hair, and if it goes longer, they'll just be funnier somehow.
Seriously, most of the budget for the show is for their hair blowouts. That's most of what we're spending. I mean,
absolutely.
It's ridiculous. I mean, they're getting here. They're probably getting, I think they're getting in 2 days early. They're getting in tonight because they have to start their hair process tonight. So it's ready for Saturday.
Now, what is the travel process? Do you guys travel as a team? I used to do this radio show with a good friend and, you know, I drag him along, but we would, you know, often fly, but like fly on the opposite side of the plane. Like we'd pretend like we didn't know each other until we got to our destination. That way, if somebody acted embarrassing or had too much to drink on the plane, oh, I don't know that guy. Do you guys like sit in the same row? Do you guys travel together?
We do sit in the same row, but Angela's an aisle person and I'm a window person. And when I get on a plane, I mean, the second I sit down, I'm out. It doesn't matter.
Fall asleep.
I'll just fall asleep.
Immediately. It's amazing. And I can't sleep on planes. So I just sit there. And whenever people sit down with us, at first they're annoyed because they know you can tell us we're getting settled that we know each other. So they're like, do you guys want to sit together? And we're like, no.
Nope.
And then they just sit there fuming because they know we're just going to be talking over them the whole flight, but we don't. We don't speak at all. It's like the one place on this planet we don't speak to each other. She literally falls directly asleep and I sit there and stare at the walls.
Now, do you have fear of flying? I don't like flying. The first thing I do is say, and I'm not a big Christian, but when I'm on an airplane, I am a practicing Christian. I say a little prayer and hope to get there safely. Do you guys, Angela, is it a little angst when you fly, or are you worried about the drink cart hitting you in the back of the elbow?
You know, what I'm worried about is that the drink cart won't come by. That's the only thing that really concerns me, because often, I don't know, when they have turbulence, they'll say that they can't serve drinks. And to me, turbulence means you should be serving drinks. I don't understand. Like, wouldn't the plane feeling like it might fall out of the sky make you want to drink? But like
exactly.
that's when they suddenly can't serve you. So those are the only, that's when I get terrified.
Now, are you guys concerned at all traveling in this day and age of COVID, knowing that there's always some Trumpster out there in the world that doesn't want to wear his mask? And of course, you know, he's probably got a fake vaccine card in his pocket and he's probably going to argue with the flight attendants and the TSA. Have you guys traveled in this day and age of COVID? And do the Trumpsters make it miserable?
I have traveled, and I would say that generally the Trumpster people, those were people that were irritating before Trump. So they were a problem before. You just didn't have the hat to help you identify that was going to be the problem person. So, but I will tell you, there is no way we're going to have any problems on the flight we're on.
Oh, with us? You better understand. You're going to have your mask on. Mm-hmm. You're going to sit down. You're going to mm-hmm. follow what the stewardesses are saying.
Please and thank you.
Okay. Okay. You're going to have some act right and some shut up.
Right.
Folks, you aren't listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. They are Frances Collier and Angela B. Shelton. They're coming to Madison on Saturday night. Still good tickets available to the Barrymore Theater for the Sexy Liberal Survivors Tour, headlined by Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and Thursday, here we are with Frangela. And guys, I'm very excited to see you. I got to ask you, though. I try to be snarky, a little clever here on the radio show. In the day and age of Joe Biden, the material doesn't come as readily as it did, let's say, under Donald Trump. Have you had to change your comedic approach during the Biden presidency?
Well, see, the reality is that the same fools are still in Congress, you know? No, you don't have Donald Trump, thank God, thank goodness, at the helm of this country running us, you know, but we still have this assault on our democracy. We're not safe. So, you know, there's still all kinds of people, issues to talk about.
Yeah. And mostly, I think we all feel crazy.
Yes.
And that's really what we try to do, is be there for each other in this moment where none of us are completely sure that we're sane.
You know, I traveled recently, and the occasion, I went to Des Moines, Iowa, a week ago Saturday night. And I've told this story a few times because probably the last time I traveled before that, I drove all the way to Tennessee. But anyways, went to Des Moines, Iowa on a Saturday night for a Donald Trump rally. And I was shocked by the number of people there. I estimated the crowd at like 40,000. And I've been in the press pen plenty of times, but the new incarnation of the Trump campaign denied my credentials. And I was out there with the Trumpsters, and I was mingling with the crowd. And I remember during the prior Trump campaign, it was lock her up, lock her up. Now it's F Joe Biden. And I'm really sort of surprised at this sort of de-evolution of the sentiment of the crowd. I don't know how Joe Biden inspires that sort of passion in any man, woman, or child. But, you know, the entire rally, and there were men, women, and children there, the entire crowd sentiment, little kids wearing F. Biden hats. I was a little surprised by that. Donald Trump certainly hasn't gone away. Do you fear, either of you, fear, you know, the next round? Trump's running for president again, I strongly believe.
Yeah, I'm afraid of the GOP right now in office more than I am Donald Trump. He's the only president to have lost every single election. Like, he's lost the popular vote. He's lost, you know, and his candidates don't win. What I'm worried about are the Republicans who are in office right now trying to take our vote so they can force whoever they want in. And that to me, that's the danger we have right now.
Yes. We have an immediate threat. Yeah. You know what? Let me tell you something. Yeah. Let's stay with this devil theme, right? Mm-hmm. I see that devil down the road, Donald Trump. But there's one in right in front of me. And I got to deal with the devil I'm dealing with today.
See, Trump is a distraction, right? That's a sideshow. That's a carnival. You know, and if we focus on that campaign, we're missing the real treachery, which is they're trying to make sure it doesn't matter how we vote. You know, that they can come in, the GOP, and install whoever they want. So the danger has actually never really been Trump. It's what he opened the door to, and the people who are aiding and abetting and finding cover under that carnival to do their evil and to destroy our democracy. Those are the people but I understand that we're not afraid of them. We see them.
Yes.
Angela B. Shelton, Francis Collier. Frangela, can't wait till you guys get here on Saturday night and do a live show precisely at 8 o'clock from the Barrymore Theater. You can still attend in person. Must be vaccinated. You will be required to wear a mask. Still plenty of good tickets available. And if you want to be a part of the VIP Grab and Grope event with Frangela and Hal and John Fugelsang and Stephanie Miller, of course, still tickets available for that as well. And if you just can't make it, or you're listening on WCPT from Chicago, anywhere around the country, you can still attend through pay-per-view, $20. Oh, what a deal. It's going to be a night of comedy and sexy liberal survivors tour in Madison, Wisconsin. Frangela, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I guarantee you will be offered many free beers when you arrive here in my fair state. Yay. Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.